Ford DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4 DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. Any interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a number of folks to use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. We'll go through those, and then we'll see if we've got any echo links. Hey, good evening. KD4HEY. That's Mr. Jim. He's up in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew. He's down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR. That's Mr. Mail. He's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his suite, that's Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, they're down in Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. And AA4GH, that's Mr. Gus in Newland, North Carolina. And N4JRB, that's Mr. Jim, he's over in Greer. And NC9V, that's Mr. Leon and his sweet bride, KE4DXJ, that's Miss Wendy, they're up in Hendersonville. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. And KO4YHY, that's Mr. Jim, and he's in Rotunda, West Florida. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John, he's up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony, and his sweet bride, KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim, they're up there in Asheville. And KG4WNP, that's Mr. Landon, and he's over in Pickens. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-net function, pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all y'all are doing well. I don't have any echo link stations up at this time, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins, starting with M through P, Mike Prupapa, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Get in, everybody on the net. Please check in. N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet, India Mike. Location Greenville, South Carolina. Please check me in and out again. Get in, everybody on the net. N4NLR.
QS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Brenna, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both B negative and negative, and by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals. And should be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. This is W4NGQN, Simpsonville. I'll be in the whole roll call.
DOS. In November 2, Oscar Gall, Scott, and Greenville, negative. I'll be listening to Swat.
Please check in. WG4MC, Mac Western, Greenville County. P name and native, 73 on the net, and tell Miss Joy I said hello.
Folks, to start off the Wednesday evening with, Nip like to say good evening to N4NLR. That's Mr. Jim. He's over in Greenville. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, via telephone relay. Lorena and Rick are down there in Piedmont, and Miss Michelle is in Ware Shoals. Appreciate all y'all being with us, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us, Eddie. Sounding good. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you have a great evening. And N2OG, that's Mr. Scott. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. And WG4MC, that's Mr. Matt. He's over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Hope you're doing well, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Additional stations, Mike Fruit Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes. Good evening, Gary. Please check in N0T, member 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
DOS.
KI4DOS, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4ROW. That's the brother Richard. Oh, Richard, you dropped out on me there, young man. But I got your call and I knew who you were. So we do appreciate you coming in and being with us tonight. And hope you're having a great evening. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango, Q through Q, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Tango Charlie Golf, Harry and Taylor's.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KE6TCG. That's Mr. Harry over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you are doing well. Let's move on up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Harry and everyone on the net, and Miss Joy, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table.
DOS.
Good evening to you and everybody. Please check in and out. KI4. ZLW Randy. KJ4 CRL Linda in Asheville.
DOS. Please check in KA3WPP, Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey Papa, Papa, Howard and Piedmont, be negative and negative.
DOS, Gary, and everybody on the net, please check in and out. Kilo November 4, Uniform Romeo Foxtrot, that's KN4URF. My name is Aaron, I'm in Marietta, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to N4ZLK, Mr. Shane. With us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KI4VLW, that's Mr. Randy. and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. They're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And, Randy, do you want to plug your ham fest while I got you?
KOSKI4VLW, sure. Our ham fest, folks, will be next month, July the 20th. And it will be at the Smoky Mountains Event Center in Waynesville, North Carolina, formerly the Haywood County Fairgrounds. Ticket prices are the same, $10 at the gate. And our main prize this year will be an ICOM 7300. We're getting one of the several prizes. And again, that will be Saturday, July the 20th, Smoky Mountain Events Center in Waynesville, North Carolina. And all our vendors are back. The food thing we won't have to put up with is the music venue. So they won't be there. That's why we're having to do it a week earlier than last year. But hope to see you there. Come on and join us. We'd love to have you. Appreciate it, Gary. KI4VRW.
Randy, appreciate you bringing that to us. Folks, this is a real Nashville Ham Fest up there in Waynesville. I've been to it several times, and they enjoy it every time I go. Always get to get up there and see some folks that I haven't seen and meet some new ones, which is always a pleasure on my side. But again, Randy, we thank you for that. Does anyone need any feels on Randy's announcement? For DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, continuing with the check-ins there, I'd like to say good evening to KA3WPP. That's Mr. Howard. He's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Howard. Hope you're doing well. And KN4URF, Mr. Aaron, up there in Marietta. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Aaron. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Uniform True Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. In the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D. For the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Group all to myself tonight. They had one A through D up there in the pre-nets. So we got him, and we had another one too, W2AMD, Mr. Andrew, up there in the pre-nets. So we got two or three of us in there anyway. additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thanks for calling the net, sir. Please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, and I'm the Harry that's in Candler tonight. Be negative and negative. Looking forward to seeing you in a month.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope y'all are doing well. And KC4EZN, that's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. And looking forward to seeing your smiley face again this year. Hope you are doing well, and hope you're doing well when the Ham Fest rolls around. Love to look forward to seeing you there, Harry. Additional stations, Echo through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima group, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4,
Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. And I'll be looking for you guys sitting around the table at the ham fest next month. 73 is each one of you.
Wes, hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletch, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Jerry, hope you all well. Good evening to all on the net. Hope everybody stays cool. No traffic, no comment.
4 DOS. Must be Wednesday night. I like them. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you're doing well. Look forward to seeing you up there at the Ham Fest next month. And W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Hope you and Miss Beverly are doing well. I enjoyed meeting you up there at Waynesville Ham Fest one time, Sid. I just wish that things were a little different. I get to see you again, but I may have to stop at Fletcher on the way back home just to rattle your chain a little bit. But anyway, you take care. Hope y'all are doing well, and hope you have a great week. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Mr. Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And Larry, I'll be back to you for some comments and you're doing well. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello again, Gary. Check in KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. This is Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself, all on the net. And do tell Miss Joy that we say hello. No traffic and no rag to you.
This KA4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. Hope y'all are doing well. Well, we've been through the alphabet one time, so we'll open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Golf 4, Delta Mike Sierra. KG4, DMS, Dwayne. I'm up in Traveler's Rest. No traffic.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, X-ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Located in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Ms. Joy and everyone on that.
This is Jan up in Traveler's Rest, K4, Uniform Bravo Delta. 73s to everybody.
Recheck, Gary.
I got you there, Stephen. Let me recognize these folks, and I'll be right back to you. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KG4DMS. That's Mr. Dwayne up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dwayne. Hope you are doing well. And K4XB, that's Mr. Tommy. He's down there in Southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope all y'all are doing well. And K4UBD,
That's Miss Jan up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Jan. Hope you are doing well there, young lady. KA4PQA, Stephen, go ahead.
Gary, just wanted if you would, if you would, Gary, keep her in your thoughts. The hot weather is beginning to take a toll on her health, especially with her headaches. So Gary, if y'all will keep her in thoughts.
You got it there, Stephen. Not a problem there, young man. I'm sorry that the hot weather is bothering Miss Jennifer, but hopefully it'll settle down a little bit. But I understand how that is. I hate it, but we will keep her in our thoughts and prayers. But thanks for letting us know about Miss Jennifer. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Check-in, Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
4 DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. This is Chris, mobile and in Liberty. And I'll mean negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Greg. Hope you are doing well. And KO4QLG, that's mother, brother by different mother, Mr. Chris. He's mobile over there in Liberty this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. You be careful out there on the mobile. And hope you are doing well there, young man. Got to get over there to see you again real soon. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, normally means we got everybody for the time being, so this is KI4DOS. Now securing the formal portion of the net, where our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item I got up on the swap net book is for sale. It's an ICOM IC718. That's HF transceiver. He has a microphone, the power cord, the manual, the box. He would like $400 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The map is for sale. Fella has two 5-element 2-meter beam antennas. He would like $80 each for these antennas, or he would take $150 for both of them. Does anyone need any fields? That is for sale. It's an MFJ 986 IntelliTuner. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? That is for sale. It's an ICOM IC7200. He says it's in excellent condition, and he would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? That is for sale. It's a Yaesu FP107E. That's a power supply with a speaker built in with it. He says it's a 22 to 25 amp power supply with a speaker, and he would like $65 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM241A. That's a 2-meter mobile rig with a mobile antenna with a trunk lip mount. He says it's in excellent condition. It was used primarily as a base rig. Comes with a mobile antenna, the manual, all factory accessories. He said it does not have the TSU-6 tone board, but the tone board is available online. They would like $115 for it because they wouldn't need any fuels. What I got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TL9221 kilowatt amplifier. It's wired for 110 volts AC. It does have the 10-meter kit that's been installed in it, and it does show it on the front panel. It comes with the operating manual, the service manual, and an interface cable for the Kenwood rigs. And he would like $1,400 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Book. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. We'll have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Well, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra KO4DZS Scott and Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative. DOS. KC4SKD, Larry, and KG4AHS, Robin. Just the two of us tonight. We're both in. No traffic, but I'll be here for rec to you. Hope everybody's having a good evening.
For DOS, and Kilo Oscar for Foxtrot X-Ray Bravo. That's KO4FXB. That's Ryan from Fairplay, and I'll be negative and negative.
And KO4 Victor Mike, Allen in Greenville, negative and negative.
KO4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4DZS. That's Mr. Scott. He's down there in Pendleton. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. And KC4SKD, that's my neighbor Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, that's Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Rhonda we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And KO4FXB, that's Mr. Ryan down there in Fairplay. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ryan. Hope you're doing well. And KO4VM, that's Mr. Allen over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before we go to write you, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary just got off of a 40-meter net, and a lot of check-ins there. Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T Rusty. I'm home and more. No traffic, no comments tonight.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W2T. That's my buddy Rusty over there in Moore. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rusty. Hope you're doing well. Rusty, what's that frequency on that net, on 40 meters that you were calling?
We're on 7.268. That's our standard net frequency, but we have to move off of it occasionally depending upon the QRM that we get in there. And we're either there or at 7.192. That's the other frequency we use for this net on 40 meters. And every night the net actually starts at 8 o'clock and we start taking check-ins about quarter of whoever's the net control that night. And we had two stations that were running a combo that were set up mobile out on the Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma tri-point tonight, so, and they each had clubs, so that was like, you know, that's like a lot of contacts when you call, because you can call to both sides of the combo and work both of them. So I got a lot of contacts for that tonight. Over.
A lot of fun, Rusty. I did not know SetNet was on 40 meters. I'll see if I can't get into there. Is that every night?
Yeah, go to our website, 3905ccn.org, and you'll find all the information about all of the nets we run.
There's a 75-meter net that starts at 10 o'clock our time, a 40-meter late net that starts at 11 o'clock our time, or midnight our time, and then there's a 75-meter late net that starts at 1 o'clock in the morning our time. And if we're running the late net, the 75-meter late net starts at 3 o'clock in the morning our time. So, you know, and then on the weekends, we got 20-meter nets all over the place, too. So check out our website, 3905charliecharlienovember.oscarromeogolf. Over.
FCC.org, right?
charliecharlienovember.org.
Charlienovember.org.
Roger, roger.
All right, I got it, Rusty. I'll check it out and see if I can't get in there and aggravate you a little bit. But I do appreciate it, and thanks for the information. And we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before we start to react, you call KI4DOS. The Plain Shiny Dry stop is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry over there in the big metropolis of Greer. Larry, what have you and Miss Donna been up to today there, young man?
KI4DOS in the net. This is KK4JBQ, big metropolis of Greer. Well, it's a nice little town, I have to say that. Recently, Donna and I celebrated our 31st wedding anniversary. And we went to a nice little restaurant downtown that is the talk of the town, you might say. It's in a building constructed in 1910. And for all the world, it strikes me as some of the little restaurants in New Orleans. You go in the front door, it's a narrow room with tables on both sides, kitchen is straight through. They serve really good food. And, well, anyway, it was recommended. And I got to say, it's right here. You know, I couldn't walk to it or anything, but it's 10 minutes away. And it was a real joy and a nice thing to do. We hadn't gone out and, you know, to sit down and be served a meal in quite some time. At least I haven't. Donna goes out with the girls, you know, from time to time. And she's a little more socially adjusted than I am. KK4JBQ.
Hello. That's a very politically correct way of wording that, I guess. But glad y'all went out to eat in a nice restaurant on your 31st wedding anniversary. That's always good to be able to take your wife out to a good meal that where she doesn't have to cook and. You know, you can sit there and just enjoy yourselves and enjoy a fine meal and that sort of thing. Oh gosh, I can remember my time in New Orleans. I wasn't there very long. I went down there to pick up a ship and stayed there about 3 days before the ship went out. And I don't want to talk about that too much. That's some bad memories. Some of those are bad. But some of those restaurants and other places in downtown New Orleans are really nice. And I agree with you. It's kind of a mom-and-pop type place, but you can get some really good food.
Really good food. It helps if you... If you like seafood, you know, New Orleans being right on the Gulf there, there's plenty of fresh seafood catch, and boy, it's fresh, it's good, it's well prepared. Goodness. Yeah, I lived in New Orleans for a couple of years and enjoyed a couple of Mardi Gras, and it was such a nice place to live. That they had I don't know if they call it a trolley or a streetcar. You know, I don't know. There's probably a technical difference between those two. But you could, I just walked out of the house, rented an apartment there, just walked right out of the house, one block away, a streetcar. I guess in New Orleans it's a streetcar. So that would take me anywhere for a nickel. I'm saying it again, for a nickel in one direction. Now, you could transfer if you needed to fine tune it, you know, you could transfer it to a bus. And they give you a transfer ticket. It costs you nothing additional. Transfer ticket. And on the way back, you spend another nickel. And I thought to myself, I sold the car back, you know, I moved from Florida to New Orleans, and I didn't need one. I did not need a car. What car could you maintain for to working back with a dime? For a dime, you know? I thought about that, and it was a marvelous feeling that I hadn't felt since I was a little kid, you know, before I drove. Keeping a car up is a responsibility, and there are consequences if you don't. You know what I'm saying? but I enjoyed New Orleans. I was there to place it in time just as they were building the Superdome. And they opened the Superdome about 2 months before I left New Orleans. Great place. I enjoyed the music. Oh, Bourbon Street, and the, you just walk. You can hear it coming out of, you know, all those places. And people do, you know. Nighttime, the street doesn't have any traffic. It's Bourbon Street, and doesn't have any traffic. And people just crowd and walk there. You don't have to walk into a place unless you want to get comfortable, you know. And you could just hear the music coming out. And there was marvelous music, people that, you know, if I said their names, you've heard of them, playing in New Orleans. Yeah, so anyway, great memories. Everybody should have a life full of great memories. I know you do. You talk about them from time to time. Oh, I'll let you have a turn, and then I got something else I got to tell you. KK4, JPQ.
Bourbon Street is, for anybody that has never been to New Orleans and Bourbon Street, they can't really understand what we're talking about right here. I mean, you hear the words and you think, well, it really can't be that way, but it is. It's, oh gosh, dear Mardi Gras, Mardi Gras is just a huge, huge party. And that's all you can say for Mardi Gras, but it's awesome if you're able to get down there at that point in time. But me and two other fellows, we were all in the Navy together, and we started on one end of Bourbon Street and went all the way down. They went in every place business on that side of the street, and then we crossed over to the other side and hit every place up through that side. And, of course, we weren't in any shape to walk home when we got through, but it was amazing. One place I remember very distinctly is Pat O'Brien's. I don't know if you remember that one or not.
Yeah, I remember O'Brien's. I remember, at the time, there was a piano. It was up near the bar, and the piano player encouraged people to come up and sing, and we did that. And, it's another one of those things that are golden, to me, at least. You're in public, and you're singing, but nobody's listening. You don't care. And it just has the best time. And the piano player, he could play anything you could name. Yeah, that was pretty marvelous. They call that roaming, by the way, down there. When you're just, you know, walking the streets and popping into a place, reminds me that I have heard, now I didn't go in and I didn't, you know, walk up and meet the man or anything like this, but I heard Louis Armstrong. And well, it sounded like him anyway. and I thought, well, just every minute is just a new thrill, you know. pick up some memories along the way. They'll help when you get old. KK4JBQ.
I do, Larry. No doubt. I remember when I got back home, I told Joy, I hope it's going to be a long time before I pass away, but when I do, I want you to have a funeral like they have in New Orleans. Have a band, get out there and play and sing and dance and just have a good time, have a party, because you know where I'll be, and I'll be in a better place, so it doesn't matter to me. Y'all celebrate, any way you want to. And she thought that was kind of strange there for a little bit. And it's, the more she thought about it, the better it sounded to her. So I don't know if that'll happen, but, nobody puts on a funeral procession like they do down there.
Often memories for me, I'll tell you. Yes, sir. And always depends on, your religion, I suppose. But some of those parades include the casket that they're carried through the streets. Some little bit that, maybe a lot of people know this, but I know there's some that don't. In New Orleans, they don't bury people in the ground. You're about 3 inches, in most places, you're about 3 inches above sea level. So they don't dig holes and put people in holes. They bury them in above ground tombs, you might say. And I recalled doing it was an organized thing. You were taken through cemeteries in New Orleans and visit graves of famous people. And it was very interesting, and it was just wild. If you've ever been in a cemetery where there's just a marker above ground, this was something totally different. We were encouraged not to lounge, even if we needed a little rest, not to sit on the, on the caskets, or not caskets, but I forget now what they call those. There were just, a lot of them were just boxes above ground, concrete or whatever. Boxes above ground. So anyhow, thank you for that little trip. I appreciate that. But what I had to tell you is that, I live in a large HOA community, and one of the things, there's a few things I don't like, and people have heard about that, but I do like the fact that, people move in and out, and you see new people all the time. If you're And this is a gated community, so you can feel good about walking the streets. And so many people do, especially with dogs. They'll have the dog on the leash and just enjoy a walk. A lot of them with their friends, or they pick up a friend that's going opposite directions. They run into them, and they start walking in the same direction. It's marvelous to see, really. So I ran into a new neighbor, not close or anything, but a new neighbor, just a brief contact, and I came to understand that he's a new ham. He said, I got my ticket just before leaving, and can you tell me about, what's the ham community around here? What's it like? And, I had fun. I had a lot of fun telling him about, the last 12 years of how the ham community has treated me and welcomed me and made me, feel a part of a family. And, he was thrilled to hear about that. I gave him a few frequencies, a few times that I was aware of without consulting a list, And this one was among it, so maybe he's listening tonight. You just never know when, because, we don't wear a funny hat or a particular badge or anything like that. You anybody you see can be a ham, right?
That's another one of the wonderful things about our hobby. We can get on here on the radio and talk to people and take a trip without ever leaving the house. We used to make fun of people that, I'll be unpolitically correct, people that did a lot of drugs and, they were taking trips all the time. I said, well, shoot, man, ham radio is a whole lot better than that. Because you can take a trip and never leave the house, and you can go all the way around, all over the world, anywhere you want to go, really. And you don't have to get all messed up to do it. You can sit here and drink a cup of coffee or a glass of iced tea or whatever and just enjoy the day. But glad that you got to meet another new ham. Hopefully he will get in here with us one of these days soon. We love to get all the new people in, and love to keep the older ones with us as well. Don't want to forget them. They've been around here. I got a lot of Elmers that have helped me, and I've grown very close to a bunch of them, and when they pass, it leaves a real empty spot. But that's what happens when you lose a close friend, and that's what we are here in our ham community, is real close friends.
Well, what you say is true there. And there is an emptiness, of course, but it's different than missing somebody else that you knew at work or you knew, as a neighbor or something like that. A ham is somebody that you have unusual, maybe specific memories of. And you can recall the good times, oh goodness, at ham fests or other things that you shared. And there's the silver lining right there. That's the same with any contact with another human being. It can be, so many things. But if our hobby is something that you have in common, then there's a world to talk about of their experiences, your experiences, and you can talk about equipment, you can talk about other hams, I just wouldn't give it up for nothing. I've not been able to, as you probably well know, I've not been able to take advantage of HF because of the HOA that I live in and the HOA police that patrol. They do. They honestly do. I see them once in a while. I can see them coming. You know what I'm saying? but they're looking in the air, and at the rooftops and such as that. They want to catch somebody breaking a rule. I don't know what it's like to live like that. I'm really a live and let others live person. Comes in handy, especially as time goes forward. You know what I'm saying? It comes in handy to just let them do what they're going to do. When it's all over, I'll pay my bill, and I'll take the credit that I have coming to me. You know what I'm saying? I got a stand-in, a substitute for the worst part. And other people don't. They don't think that way, and that's okay. They can think the way they want to. Consequences will come for both. And I'm prepared to, meet my consequences. Oh, well, anyhow. Gosh, it's good to talk with you. And it's a thank you for, oh, goodness, I was thinking as you did the swap net. Goodness, how many years has it been? How much effort has that man put into this? What kind of dedication does it take every Wednesday night of the world for years and years and years and years and years? Oh, I don't know. But every once in a while, you should hear a thank you for keeping up with it for us. That was also one of the things that I mentioned to my neighbor, that one of the nets, this net that I spoke to him about, he's a new ham, so maybe he's, interested in equipment and such as that. that there's a swap net every Wednesday night. That's why I think maybe if he remembered. Of course, you know, if you some people have a facility to remember things like frequencies and times. It's rough for me. I like writing things down. But if he remembered, maybe he remembered that I suggested he looking for a radio, or he looking for an antenna, or he looking for a piece of equipment. It's right there at a good price, and somebody who can honestly say what its condition might be and such as that. Anyhow, wanted to say thank you again. And let's see what it is. It's near 10. So anyway, there'll be some more check-ins out there, I hope. Thank you, Gary. We'll talk with you again soon. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, sir.
For DLS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry over in Greer. Well, hey, I have enjoyed it thoroughly. We did take a good little trip down memory lane. That was fun for the both of us. I hadn't thought about that in quite some time. But, oh gosh, I'd love to have a big old pot full of crawdads. We got to talking about that a little bit, and I got to thinking about that as, I'd like to have some of that. That'd be good. But anyway, you and Miss Donna have a wonderful evening, what's left of it. I appreciate you hanging in and talking with us a little bit. I look forward to doing it again real soon, and y'all take care. Have a wonderful rest of the week. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Next up is KG4DMS, Mr. Dwayne, up there in Traveler's Rest. Dwayne, what have you been up to this evening, young man? DMS, Dwayne, you still with us? We're up to the next one, which is KC4SKD. That's my neighbor Larry over here in Easley. Larry, what have you and Miss Rhonda been up to?
In the net, KI4DOS, this is KC4SKD. I came home and got a little bit of housework done, clothes washing and stuff. Really don't have a whole lot of exciting things to talk about. Didn't get to work on the car this evening because had some other stuff to do. And, you know, it's just time gets gone doing the necessary stuff, like eating some good food. We went to the Flock in Pattersville and got turkey and dressing and black-eyed peas and coleslaw. Enjoyed that. And, before I forget it, when is field day? Is that next Saturday?
That field day, and I may be wrong here, I'll have to go back and double check. But I thought field day was the last full weekend in June. So if that's the case, it will be the 29th and the 30th. But I think you're right. I think it's the 22nd and 23rd. But I'd have to go back and do some double checking and find out about that.
Check on it myself, look it up on the internet or something, see when it is. I know I got a lot of stuff to do, but I would like to stop everything and just go out to the field day site and say hello to a few of the people and look at the equipment. I really want to do that.
Yes, comment?
Larry, comment, go ahead.
Yeah, quick, just want to let you know, KL4GZS, you got field day this weekend.
Gary, I guess you're in better shape than I am right now, considering I just got attacked about an hour ago with Mueller jackets. But anyway, check in November 4, Delta Mike Echo, and that's Paul, and AA4QS, that's Donald. We're over here on the west banks of Lake Hartwell in Dakota. And you are correct, Gary, it is the fourth full weekend of June, which is this coming weekend.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to N4DME. That's Mr. Paul. Paul, did you check your dad in? AA4QS.
Gary, do you need another cup of coffee? Yes, I did, sir. I sure did. AA4QS, Donald.
I thought you did. I wrote it down, and I was looking on the computer while I was trying to talk and listening all at the same time. So, but anyway, Paul, I got you and Donald checked in. Hope y'all had a wonderful day. Hope y'all are doing well. And was that KO4DZS Scott down in Pendleton that said that it was this weekend?